Welcome to God's Loving Kindness in the Morning. Let's begin with Martin Luther's morning prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We give thanks to you, Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have protected us through the night from all danger and harm. And we beseech you to preserve and keep us this day also from all sin and evil, that in all our thoughts, words, and deeds we may serve and please you. Into your hands we commend our bodies and souls and all that is ours. Let your holy angels have charge concerning us, that the wicked one have no power over us. Amen. God's word for today is drawn from Romans 3, verses 21 through 28. St. Paul's writing, "But now the righteousness of God apart from the law is revealed, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ to all and on all who believe. For there is no difference, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Jesus Christ, whom God set forth as a propitiation by His blood, through faith, to demonstrate His righteousness, because in His forbearance God had passed over the sins that were previously committed, to demonstrate at the present time His righteousness, that He might be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. Where is boasting then? It's excluded. By what law? Of works? No, but by the law of faith. Therefore we conclude that a man is justified by faith apart from the deeds of the law." The central question is this: can we have a righteous relationship with our Heavenly Father by following rules and advice? And the big idea that comes out of this is this: we have all sinned and fallen short of God's expectations, whether we followed God's rules set forth in the Bible or not. That's why our Heavenly Father sent Jesus Christ, His Son, because in Jesus is revealed the righteousness that God desires in a human being. We were never able to reach God through righteous living, but God sent Jesus to reach us. He took all the sin in the hearts of every human being and covered that sin through Christ's sacrificial blood shed on the cross of Calvary. When we trust Jesus Christ by faith, the Bible tells us here, we are justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Jesus Christ. That is, God makes us acceptable to Himself through Jesus, whom God set forth as a propitiation or a covering by His blood, to demonstrate His righteousness. It could have been a different scenario, but our Heavenly Father, in His forbearance, passed over the sins that were previously committed to demonstrate at the present time His righteousness. It is through God's own actions in the life of Jesus Christ that God makes us right with Him if we have been called to faith in Jesus. God Himself works faith in our lives. Have you looked for God's work in yours? Receive the Lord's benediction. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you His peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This morning devotional is brought to you by your friends at Historical Zion Lutheran Church in Silver Hill. We believe that the Lord calls on His people to worship Him and share His word. Zion Lutheran Church is located on the corner of 7th Street and 4th Avenue, one block south of State Highway 104, near the Silver Hill Library. We share the Lord's Supper on the first and third Sundays of the month. Want additional information? Go to our website, www.lutheransinsilverhill.com, or call us at 945-5209.